KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Hey, it's cloudy, windy, and still a little damp outside. We have 45 degrees here in Atlantic. Radar shows most of the shower activity has moved off into west central and central Iowa. There are some lingering light showers stretching along the Highway 71 corridor from about Manning through Audubon and down to Atlantic and then to the Highway 92 corridor over by Griswold, and some scattered light showers in the southwest corner of the state south of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In area news, directors of the Cass County Library Association presented their annual fiscal year 2012 report to the County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning. The directors also requested funding for fiscal year 2014 in the amount of $60,600, which is unchanged from the past two fiscal years. The funds, if approved during the budgeting process, would be divided among the county's six libraries. Griswold Library Director Cindy Miller told the board that while overall circulation numbers are down, that's in part because of changes in the way libraries are being used and the increased use of technology.
We've seen some corrections in our figures, and yet we're seeing that we're busy in different ways. And so possibly our circulation figures may be down, and yet we're seeing more people coming into our buildings using other services within the building. We're seeing people using technology in different ways, whether it be searching for jobs, writing resumes, doing schoolwork, searching for research.
The level of service, she says, is nearly equal among the six libraries in the county. Only the atmosphere and offerings slightly differ. Miller says the challenge they face is keeping up with technology, and so far, she says, they've been able to do so.
We're all broadening our technology as there's more and more demand for it. And of course, all of you know that technology needs to be updated all the time or you're behind the times. So that has always been a challenge for us.
Among the changes visitors to the area libraries will notice is in Atlantic a digitization of the genealogical records and related collections. In addition, Library Director Carol Stanger is retiring and will be succeeded by Meredith Sherb. In Cumberland, there's a new addition to the library with a new children's and activity room. There's a brand new library in Lewis, an open house for which will be held on November 3rd, beginning at 1 p.m. In Messina, there's also a nearly new building, and they've been working on some landscaping and entryway.
In Griswold, I am happy to say, and I've been here for at least 8 years telling you about our new addition. We have started, and actually it should be completed towards the first of next year. So we're happy to say that we are expanding, and we have put in a lot of new technology also this year with the aid of grants and donations.
KJAN News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Showers and thunderstorms rumbled through western Iowa early this morning ahead of a cold front making its way through the state. In Atlantic, our 24-hour rainfall total at 7 a.m. amounted to 7-tenths of an inch here at the KJAN studios. The temps began to fall as well as the rain with a 5-degree decline between 5 and 7 a.m. The 24-hour high, yesterday's high, was 78, while the 24-hour low at 7 a.m. was 46. Other area rainfall amounts reported as of 7 a.m. today included 33 one-hundredths of an inch in Messina, 2-tenths of an inch in Lyman, 9-tenths of an inch just east of Oakland, a little over 9-tenths southwest of Avoca. A spotter near Malvern reported 3/4 of an inch of rain. Villisca had 19 one-hundredths, Shenandoah a little more at 2-tenths of an inch, and Red Oak 1/4 of an inch of rainfall. And if you have any rainfall you'd like to report, you can do so anytime at the KJAN studios at 800-283-5526. Well, last county in southwest Iowa to rescind its ban on open burning did so Wednesday. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan told the Board of Supervisors and the media during their board meeting Wednesday morning that the burn ban stopped at noon on Wednesday. The ban had been in place for the past 3 months. Kennan cautioned, however, that if the dry conditions return, the fire danger will as well.
There's still plenty of fuel out there, falling leaves, crop residue, so forth. There's still a lot of fuel out there. If we get seasonally dry conditions, which I'm sure we will see soon enough, once again, the fire threat enhancement will just go right up with that. People still need to be careful.
He said area fire chiefs are still concerned about unsupervised burns of large brush piles, which can smolder for days unattended.
People need to be careful in what they're doing. They still need to call their fire chiefs when they have a large burn planned and supervise those burns. And call the Cass County Communication Center. The number is 243-2204. If you are going to have a burn, so that we don't get resources headed towards those burns that are controlled, and maybe somebody should know about it. If the communication center knows about it, they're not going to send resources to those locations.
Ken says overall the burn ban was successful, but there was some confusion about what was considered to be an open burn versus outdoor recreational type fire activities.
Recreational burning in a pit, you know, outside your house, it has always been allowed, cooking food and so forth. But I've had a ton of calls over the last 3 months about, you know, what is allowed and what's not allowed. And a lot of it is, well, it depends. If, you know, where are you at? If you're going to be have an open burn, it may be good in your backyard, but it's not going to be good at the state park because the park isn't allowing.
He blames himself for the frustration and confusion among the public for not getting enough information out through the media and making it clear what a burn ban covers. Cass County Engineer Charles Markers told the Board of Supervisors yesterday the bridge to the county landfill, which had been closed for repairs, had reopened, but there's been a delay in the arrival of guardrails that were ordered. So rather than keep the bridge closed until those guardrails are installed, they elected to reopen it but install snow barriers to keep people away from the edge of the bridge. The barriers were just installed, and already they've been destroyed.
The north part of that got tore down last night. Didn't even last one day.
The barrier was tossed into the ditch Tuesday night, which Marker finds to be very aggravating. He issued a warning to those responsible for removing the safety barriers and urged people who live near the bridge to be watchful for suspicious activity in the area.
If we can stop that, I will keep that bridge open. If we don't, our liability is at a point where I will have to go back out and close the bridge. And I don't think we want to delay any longer than we already have, the trucks and everybody having to come in from the east. So we're attempting to keep it open. We will try again and see what happens tonight. But, you know, we need everybody's help in taking care of this.
In other news, deputies from Cass and Pottawatomie County, along with the Iowa State Patrol, coordinated efforts to stop a Trailways bus Tuesday night on Interstate 80 here in western Iowa. Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring told KJAN News the bus had been on its way from Omaha to Points East when authorities received word at around 10:40 p.m. Tuesday that a homicide suspect from Omaha may have been on the coach.
So they had a warrant for him, and they stopped the bus at the 60. But were unable to locate that subject on the bus. So it was a false report or something. No one knew anything about it. They were up there for about 50 minutes.
And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reported Wednesday that numerous people have been arrested during the past week. Most recently on Monday, a homeless man, 52-year-old Joseph Holton, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $300 bond. And 40-year-old Kenneth McDonald of Glenwood was arrested for violation of his probation. His bond was set at $10,000. On Sunday, deputies in Mills County arrested 36-year-old Lee Alfred Miles of Glenwood on a charge of OWI first offense. Bond was set at $1,000. Taken into custody last Saturday was 38-year-old Kevin DeWitt Booker, who was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. Booker's bond was set at $500. And 23-year-old John Bradley Fitch of Omaha was arrested Sunday on a possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charge. His bond was set at $1,300. Sheriff's officials say also that two men were taken into custody last Friday in Mills County. 40-year-old Nathan Jacob Morris of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant, charging him with 5 counts of burglary in the third degree. His bond was set at $25,000. Also arrested that day was 18-year-old Robert James Bailey of Omaha for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. Taking a look at world news headlines at this hour, former Secretary of State Colin Powell says President Obama, quote, didn't get us into any new wars and helped steady a diving economy. Powell, appearing on the CBS This Morning program, endorsed Obama for re-election as he did 4 years ago. Still, Powell says he remains a Republican. After a 5-hour break, President Obama is back on the campaign trail and he's got donuts. Obama resumed his marathon campaign trek in Florida by pulling into a Krispy Kreme store near downtown Tampa, where he chatted with two young brothers and bought them donuts after asking their father for permission. Then he bought 4 dozen glazed donuts to go for the crew at the firehouse in Tampa. The weekly unemployment numbers are out, and they show fewer people filing for first-time claims for benefits last week. The Labor Department says unemployment benefit applications dropped by 23,000 to a seasonally adjusted 369,000, and that's a level consistent with modest hiring. Hybrid may be a good word in the auto industry, but not when the conversation turns to the weather. That's what forecasters are talking about along the East Coast early next week. Forecasters say a possible confluence of hurricane, winter storm, and Arctic cold air could produce gale-force winds, flooding, heavy rain, and maybe even snow. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Elmer Andy Anderson, age 80 of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Andy Anderson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Thomas Orweiler, age 38, of Des Moines, died Saturday. A memorial service for Thomas Orweiler will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Marie Alice Rigler, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marie Rigler will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center with a luncheon to follow in the church fellowship hall. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marjorie Alice Johnson, age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Marjorie Johnson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ruby Claver, age 91, of Carroll and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday at the St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A Mass of Christian burial service for Ruby Claver will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila, with the Odie Funeral Home in Manila in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Robert Bob Pauls, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday at Wesley Acres in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bob Pauls will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Maxine England, age 95, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Services for Maxine England are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. There's more news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.